National Hockey League lockout has stretched on for a month now. Players and team owners have been unable to reach agreement on a new contract. Preseason games have been canceled, and the start of the regular season has been pushed back at least 3 weeks. Players are now reviewing a new proposal from league officials, but it's unclear when the union will make a decision, so the lockout could continue indefinitely. WNYC's Janet Babin reports that with three local hockey teams, losses for area businesses are piling up. But then again, it depends on who you ask.
The NHL estimates losses from the player lockout are at about $100 million and counting. Local teams are losing millions of dollars for every game not played, too, says Chris Botta. He used to work for the New York Islanders hockey team. Now he writes about hockey for the Sports Business Journal.
The Islanders, you're talking about losing, you know, the team loses about $500,000 to $1 million. A team like the Rangers, upwards of $1.5 million. And the Devils, they probably put it about $1 million for every regular season game that they miss.
Botta says of all the local teams, the lockout is hardest financially on the New Jersey Devils. The team's home base, the Prudential Center in Newark, was built in 2007. Outside the stadium, there's this 22-foot-tall statue of a hockey player. That's how important the sport is to this arena. Last season, the team played for hockey's top prize, the Stanley Cup. Across a one-lane street from the Prudential Center sits a kind of restaurant row. Brick City Bar and Grill is here. Normally packed this time of year, the crowd is small, and the staff looks bored during a recent visit. Manager Stephen Van Note outlines the challenges he's dealing with.
With the hockey being locked out, businesses around here suffer because there's less people around. And then the Nets went to Brooklyn, so that's 41 nights a year, which Prudential Center will fill some of those with other types of events.
As much of New York knows, the New Jersey Nets basketball team up and left Newark last season for Brooklyn in the new Barclays Center. Now, the Prudential Center is without its hockey team, too. Next door to Brick City is the Edison Ale House. General Manager Tom Bloom meets me outside, where workers are erecting tents for a meet-and-greet event in front of his restaurant.
On a solid month with a lot of games, I would say, you know, it could be anywhere. At least 20% of your monthly sales revenue could be lost with just hockey alone.
Ouch.
Yeah.
It's the same story at the Star parking lot down the street, where Santiago Ortega is holding down the fort solo.
In the games, it's six people work right here. In regular days, I work just one person or two person, that's it.
Talking to all these hard-up businesses is depressing. But then I spoke with Alan Sanderson. He's a professor of economics at the University of Chicago. He says the overall impact of the NHL lockout on places like Newark is basically zero.
So you feel sorry for this guy who runs a sports bar next to a hockey arena and there's nobody there because there's no hockey game, and gee, this guy gets hurt. Yes, he does. But what about the restaurant a few miles away? What about the department stores and the mall a few miles away? They're benefiting.
Sanderson says those hockey fans are taking their discretionary income and moving it down the road, literally. He says nearly all hockey fans are local, so money not spent on hockey just gets redistributed all within the same metro area.
So some will benefit, some will lose, but the net economic effect on spending is approximately zero.
How the lockout is affecting fans is harder to measure. I went to talk to a few of them in Harlem.
You know, we talk about hockey moms and hockey parents and cities around the United States, whether it's somewhere in Michigan or Minnesota. You know, we have them in Harlem, too.
John Sandfill runs a nonprofit called Ice Hockey in Harlem that gets hundreds of neighborhood kids onto Lasker Rink in Central Park and teaches them to play ice hockey. Tonight is equipment night. Dozens of kids are picking through used gear so they'll be ready to suit up for their first game. David Crespo of Harlem and his six-year-old son Ryan are looking for a helmet.
I picked this one.
Yeah, that's the one you picked out of all these helmets.
Sandfill says it can be more difficult to get families like the Crespos excited about hockey with the NHL season in limbo.
It has an effect in the sense that they're hockey fans and, you know, they want to see their favorite teams play. And so many of our kids are Rangers fans.
As for when the NHL games will begin again, no one knows. The league and the players continue to talk. For now, the kids will only have November 5th to look forward to. That's the day the group starts this season's session. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.